Back now with Day to Day with some good news on the gas front. Oil prices dropped below $70 a barrel today. That's down from $75 earlier in the week. The reason? Less driving. A federal report says the lower price may be because motorists are not filling up as much. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, what is this evidence that we may actually be changing our driving habits?
Well, it's not a big change. Gas demand for the month of April this year was essentially the same as last April. Normally, you'd expect to see a 1 to 1.5% increase. So this flat demand is seen as an incremental slowdown in our use of gasoline.
Well, how does that compare, this demand for gas now? How does it compare with demand during past price swings?
Well, for the last 30 years, there's been a constant increase in gasoline use in the country, except for 2 years, 1980 and 1981. The drop in demand then was a response to the oil embargoes from the Middle East, but it was really more than just the price spikes that were going on then. There were shortages of gas, which led to long lines at the pumps. Plus, there was a downturn in the economy. Recession has a way of lowering demand for gas. Doug McIntyre with the government's Energy Information Administration says in the early 80s, gas demand dropped a full 10%.
To get to the massive declines that we saw in 1980 and 1981, you really need a change in lifestyle. In that case, it was a shift towards driving smaller cars or people moving closer to their jobs.
So, John, this time around, what kind of prices would there have to be to make people change their habits?
Well, we still haven't reached the records that were set in 1980, at least on an inflation-adjusted level. Prices then hit a national average of $3.12 a gallon. Lynn Westfall, who's the chief economist with the refining company Tesoro Petroleum, says it takes a while before Americans dramatically change their driving habits.
It takes a 3-year sustained price direction, either up or down, to get a noticeable change in driving patterns. If prices stay where they are this year, this will be the third year that we've had higher than historical prices. If that happens, history would show you that you could see demand declines in the half to 3/4% level.
So, John, with that kind of drop in demand, will we see a drop in prices?
Not necessarily, according to the experts. You know, this is a global market, and demand in this country is only one influence on price. You have to consider demand in India and China, and plus there's all the disruptions in supply in Nigeria and Iran, which might withhold its oil. So it'll take other international changes to get back to the good old days. We have a related story coming up on Marketplace. We'll find out how much gas prices have to rise before ethanol becomes an economical alternative.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and it's produced by American Public Media.